Morning, everyone. Today's Daf Nazir is Daf Ches. We start today in the Mishnah on the top of the Yama. Thank you, Lupin Foundation, for sponsorship of the Daf. Daf is Lona Zeich, Nishmat Liba, Gavriela, Bashmuel. A quick reminder of what we saw yesterday on Daf Zion, specific to the Mishnah on the top of the Yama on Daf Zion Amid Aleph. And a person made a Nazirus, and it was a really big one. In fact, he actually said the word, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedol. I'm going to be this like one big Nazir. Or Ketan, or the Mishnah to describe somebody who made a small Nazirus, or he said, Mikan Vatsofa Olam, or he says, from here until the end of the earth. So the Mishnah says, under those circumstances, he's a Nazir, but it's only one Nazirus, and it's only for 30 days. The fact that he described in such big and grandiose terms is just simple hyperbole. Or as the Gemara explained yesterday, to him it looks like this. It looks like this big mountain that he's going to climb. That he's going to be abstaining from wine for 30 days. That's crazy. So for him, he made that nazir. The Gemara pointed out that there seems to be a discrepancy between the mission that we saw yesterday and the mission which we're about to see together today in today's daf. And I'm just pointing it out now because it's just important to keep this in mind. So our Mishnah describes also a person who takes on multiple Nazirus. And it sounds like, from our Mishnah, that a person who takes on multiple Nazirus is going to be actually subject to take on more than one Nazirus. The case in our Mishnah, which we're about to see together, is somebody takes on a Nazir commensurate to the number of hairs he has on his head, or a number of earth in the dirt, or dirt in the earth, however you want to say it. But either way, our Mishnah says... he's going to be a Nazir Olam. He's going to be a Nazir in perpetuity. And he'll be able to get a shave once every 30 days. So how do you reconcile the difference between yesterday's daf and today's daf? So we saw yesterday, and I'm just reiterating Gemara's answer. This is a quote from yesterday's daf. Komilstis be kitsusa lo kitani. It depends on whether something is measurable or immeasurable. If it's a measurable and known quantity, so then he's going to be subject to the Nazirus based on that measurable and known quantity. If it's immeasurable, he's going to be a Nazir. Then it'll be a single Nazirus. So again, so the basic difference that we made between yesterday and today is whether something is countable or something is not countable. Okay, that's what we saw yesterday. And just as a quick recap, there was a Tosus yesterday that really summarizes all this information. So, and Tosus can be found on Zion Amud Beis. Again, going back to yesterday's daf. And the... And Tosfos is the Divra Maschel Vehatanya, right? Tosfos starts where the lines are like halfway across the Amud and extend to where they are full. So, and just to read Tosfos' conclusion. Sorry. Here we go. Okay, sorry. Deshlosha inyane nazir yesh. Okay, so Tosfos, it's about the last three or four lines of the Tosfos. So Tosfos says basically, if I could summarize, Tosfos says, it basically comes out to the following three categories. So yesh amar keser ka'afar kechol, so nazir le'olam, nazirus achar nazirus. So if he says that I'm going to be a nazir commensurate to my hairs on my head, the dirt, the sand, so he's going to be a nazir le'olam. Okay, you got to read the Tosfos carefully. Nazir le'olam, he's going to be a nazir forever. What does that mean? Nazirus achar nazirus. He's going to be a nazir followed by then another nazir and followed then by another nazir. Meaning what he's taking on is multiple term nazirus. And how long is he taking on for? The answer is going to be indefinitely. Just like you can't count the number of hairs on your head and you can't count the grains of sand, so he's going to be following now one nazir after another nazir. So there's obviously now he'll be in the nazirus for the rest rest of his life. The good news is, however you want to put this under the category of good news. But the good news is that every 30 days he's going to conclude his nazirus and he's going to start the next one. So at least with the conclusion of his nazirus, he can get a haircut. I mean, more than a haircut. He has to shave his head. Okay. Well, megaleh kol sa'aro bein nazirus umevi karbonosav. Umevi karbonosav. Okay. Good. So that is category number one. So again, Tosfos says category number one. I know we haven't started the daf yet today, but just all this becomes important because, well, at least we'll know how to file everything and how to categorize everything. So in category number one, Tosfos says that if I say I'm going to be a nazir commensurate to something which is just immeasurable, so it's multiple term nazirus with no end, but at least that you get to finish off every nazirus with a shave after a month. Amar kol yemei chayai, so nazir la'olam. I raise a nazir la'olam kav shalom. If he says that I'm going to be a nazir for the rest of my life. So in other words, he doesn't base it on a count. He doesn't say commensurate to the number of hairs on my head, but he just simply says I'm going to be a nazir for the rest of my life. So then Tosfos says, so good. So now that's going to be a new category. That's going to be, you're going to be nazir la'olam and kav shalom. So like kav shalom. V'lo legalech legamrei. Now, as a nazir olam, so now what does that mean? So again, just reviewing what we already learned earlier in the Masechta. So that now means that you're going to be a nazir in perpetuity for the rest of your life. The thing you could do is you can get a trim, right? Lahakel. You can lighten your hair. You can't shave your hair. You can lighten your hair with what kind of frequency? So we already went over in the Gemara a couple days ago that tzmachlokus, either weekly or monthly or annually. But in other words, but you're a nazir of shalom, you're a nazir la'olam. Well, maybe gemo behemos. Now, it's true that when you do lighten your hair, you're going to bring three karbanos, but it's not because you're concluding your nazir, it's just simply because that's just the parameters, the terms of nazir olam. Okay, so me'er shana o elav shana. Now, one last thing says Tosfos. Let's say you take on nazirus for 100 years or 1,000 years. So, I raise a nazirus aruch im, I'm sorry, ad yom oso. So now you're going to be a nazir in perpetuity, but Tosfos says, but it's a termed nazirus, meaning it's one term of nazirus, it's longer than your lifespan. You're going to be a nazir for the rest of your life. But here, you're just a nazir, period. You don't lighten your hair. You don't shave. You don't conclude. You're just going to be a nazir in perpetuity. Okay, so let me see if I can say this outside now, just as a way of categorizing, and then we'll begin today's daf. So again, Tosfos says like this. If you base your nazirus based on something which is countable, I'm going to be a nazir, commensurate to the numbers of hairs on my head. So you're going to be a nazir multiple term based on the numbers of hair. You can't count the numbers of hair on your head? Fine. So for the rest of your life, you're going to be nazir 30 days, karbanos, shave karbanos. Nazir 30 days, shave karbanos, and that'll just continue for the rest of your life. If you say, I'm going to be a nazir for the rest of my life, Tosfos says, you're nazir olam, like avshalom. The one thing you could do is you can lighten your hair, and every time you lighten your hair, you're going to bring karbanos, like the category of nazir of shalom. Finally, if you say you're going to be nazir for 1,000 years, so you're not going to live 1,000 years, but that's one nazirus for 1,000 years. That means for the rest of your life, you're a nazir. No opportunity to conclude, no karbanos, no haircut, no trim, nothing. Tosfos says that's basically three different results with all that in mind. Yeah, correct. Dav Ches Amud Aleph. We start with the Mishnah. Amrinu Nazir Kaseh Roshi Kafar Aretz Uke Chol Hayom. So here we go. We begin with the case that we already introduced. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a nazir based on numbers of hair on my head, dirt on the earth, sand on the ground. Harez Nazir Olam. So you are going to be a nazir forever. Umegalech achas l'shloshim yom, and you're going to get shave after 30 days. So again, without Tosfos, we'd be a little bit lost. You're going to be nazir for olam, and you'll shave every 30 days. So again, so now after having gone through Tosos, now we get it. Meaning what it means is that you're going to be serving multiple terms of Naziris. How many? Well, however many hairs you have on your head. However many grains of sand there are on the ground. Meaning it's uncountable. But you'll do a term, another term, another term. Every time you start a new term, every time you finish a term, you're shaving and bringing karbanos. Good. That's the that is going to be the conclusion for the rest of your life. Rabbi Omer Ein Zeh Megaleach. So Rebbe's of the opinion that no, you're not going to be Megaleach once every 30 days. Meaning Rebbe's of the opinion that this is not considered multiple terms of Nazirus. Ha'omer ha'rei alai Nazirus kisei roshi kafaret kochol hayam. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is of the opinion that I agree with the Tanakhama, but there has to be one important grammatical correction. It can't be Hareini Nazir, but rather Hareini Nizirus. By saying the word Nazirus in plural, then and only then are you going to be accepting upon yourself multiple Nazirus, according to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. So the Tanakhama and Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi in principle agree to this idea of multiple term Nazirus, indefinite multiple term Nazirus. It's just a question of how do you arrive there. According to the Tanakhama, even if you say the word Hareini Nazir, and then you compare it to the hairs on your head, and Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi says, no, you have to say the word Nazirus to accept upon yourself multiple terms of Nazirus. Good. Hareini Nazir Malei Habayis or Malei Akupa. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah. A person declares himself to be a Nazir based on what I can fill my house with or what I can fill the box with. Okay, so now, house is empty, box is empty. Based on the number of items I can fill it with, that's how long I'm going to be a Nazir for. The issue over here is a very simple issue. What exactly are we filling it with? Says the Mishnah. Both can also. Imam Rachas Gedola Nazarti Nazar Lamed Yom. So here, the Mishnah says, in one of those very unusual scenarios where we're actually going to ask him what he was thinking. Most of the time in the world of Nadarim and Nazir, you know, we kind of, you know, in other words, we're left with only a little bit of information, and that's it. We got to figure it out, what he was thinking. Here, the Mishnah says, well, let's see. If he was actually thinking that, he's just, you know, all he was doing was taking on this immense Nazirus, and again, it's amorphous, and it's just, you know, it's hyperbole. So like we learned in yesterday's daf, he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. However, v'im amar stam nazarti, however, no, he says, no, I was really interested. I was genuinely interested in being a Nazir based on how many things, right now we'll leave it as things, how many things I could fill either the house or the box with. So rowan is a kupa kilo malaya chardal. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to take the smallest thing, mustard seed. Mustard seed is very small. And we're going to see, well, let's see how many mustard seeds can go into the house. V'nazir kol yamav, and you're going to be a nazir in perpetuity for the rest of your days. Okay? And once again, what are we describing right now? Now it becomes basically the same as hairs on the head and grains of sand on the ground. Meaning, it's an item. Really, he can't count it. So therefore, he's going to be a Nazir term after term after term until the day of his death.
Why is it default position the smallest item?
Well, because we're going to be machmir on such an individual. So you can ask the question in general, when we have an option of being machmir or being mako. So which way are we going to go on this? So stay tuned, because the Gemara is going to have that discussion. Hareini Nazir mikan ad makom ploni. This should also sound familiar. We did this yesterday in yesterday's daf. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir from the time that it takes to walk from here to such a place. So therefore, we basically figure out how long does it take to walk? How many days does it take to walk? If the amount of days is less than 30 days, so then he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Otherwise, there'll be a Nazir based on the number of days that's going to take to get there. If it takes 50 days to get there, so then it'll be a Nazir for 50 days. Again, let's just remind each other what we learned yesterday's daf. First of all, it has to be muchzak haderech. It has to be where everybody knows that it is a, you know, 50-day journey to get from here to wherever. You know, whatever they were talking about. Now, obviously, they were...
Didn't we say that it has to do with two Nazirus?
If it's no. It's just here. He's only accepting upon one himself one Nazirus. He's giving the term, but he's not identifying the term in terms of the number of days. Just how long it takes to walk from place from this place to that place, which again only works if it's known. If it's a known amount. And as Tosfos pointed out yesterday, I'm just reiterating what we saw yesterday in yesterday's Tosfos. The reason why he did that is because he wanted like a little extra divine protection. In other words, he wanted the Kadosh Baruch Hu to really watch out for him. You know, normally we'll just say Tzilas HaDerech. This person wanted also to be accompanied with mitzvos, so he takes on Nazirus to accompany with him. That was his intent, and therefore he's going to be a Nazir from here until it takes the time to get to that place. Okay. Hareini Nazir Keminyan Yemos HaChama. Let's say the person accepts upon himself to be a Nazir like the number of days in a solar year. Mona Nazirus Keminyan Yemos HaChama. So now what does he do? He does not 365 days of Nazirus, but for each day of the year, he's accepting upon himself another term. Basically, the way that we're going to understand his expression is, I'm going to take on 365 terms of Nazirus. Again, a term which is unspecified, which means it's going to be 30 days. So it's 365 times 30. So it'll take a little. I mean, you know, it'll take 30 years for him to get to cover that ground, huh?
I didn't ask.
here, I understand. But again, this is the general move of the Mishnah is to, you know, this is how this expression is going to be understood. So, and he's going to be a Nazir for approximately 30 years. Now, not a Nazir for 30 years, meaning 365 Nazirus, which will take about 30 years to get through. I'm Rav Yehuda Maisahaya, Kevin Sheish Lameis. And Rav Yehuda tells a story. Now, the story doesn't seem that exciting. It's just Rav Yehuda seems to be corroborating exactly what was taught in the Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah says he'll be Nazir for about 30 years. And Rav Yehuda basically says, yeah, so it happened. I actually saw somebody take on 365 terms of Nazirus based on the number of years it is. And therefore he's a Nazir 365 times over. I guess it's just a story, meaning I don't know if there's extra significance to the fact that when he finished, then he died. What the Mishnah is trying to drive at over there, I'm unclear, but basically it's Rav Yehuda saying, saw it happen, yes. Okay. Ronas Akupa Ki'ilam Malei Chardal. V'Nazir Kol Yamav. Okay, the guy turned to the house and said, whatever that house can hold, that's how long I'm going to be a Nazir for. So the Mishnah says, well, if he meant a big Nazirus, and he was just speaking hyperbolically, so then he's a Nazir for 30 days. Otherwise, if he really was intent on whatever that house can hold, so he will be a Nazir for forever. Meaning, says the Mishnah, multiple Nazirus again and again and again, ad infinitum, or more realistically, until he dies. So the Gemara says, "V'amai v'lechse ki'ilu malei kishun v'diluin." So basically, look, he didn't specify what the house is going to hold. So we made the executive decision that the house is going to be holding mustard seeds. That's an executive decision, and obviously that serves for him a tremendous chumrah. Maybe, let us suggest, that what we're describing over here is not mustard seeds, but cucumbers. A much larger vegetable, which, remember, the Mishnah described two things that was being held. Either it was being held in a house, or was it being held in a kupa, in a large box. So now, you take gourds, you put in a large box, okay, totally countable. So why don't we suggest that that's really what he meant? When he said, I'm going to be a Nazir for whatever this box or house can contain, and instead of selecting the smallest item, which would serve for him as a tremendous chumrah, why don't we select a large item? Maybe that's what he meant. And now this person is going to have a remedy, meaning he won't be a Nazir in perpetuity. So we're going to have two answers to this question. Answer number one is that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. And this issue really touches on a fundamental issue. It's a machlokas, and our Mishnah is starting with Rabbi Shimon. So let us introduce ourselves to the machlokas. Damar ad machnis esatmal ledvar shesfeko chamor mivadai. Rabbi Shimon says this. Look, if you say something where you can either be understood as a definitive statement or it can be understood as a suffix, meaning we can go one of two ways. However, if we understood as a suffix, the suffix actually is worse than the vaday. Meaning sometimes when you are definitive about what you say, that actually works out better than being unclear about what you say. And even if the consequence of being unclear is going to be a more serious consequence than saying something definitive, Rabbi Shimon says, I think people are prepared to entertain putting themselves in a position of suffix, even though the consequence is going to be more severe than saying something definitively. Now, let's see this play out in the actual brayse itself, the Tanya. Gemara quotes the brayse. Irene Nazir Amanashieba Krize Meakor. Okay. A person was, after having harvest, looked at everything he harvested, and he realized that it was a great year. He's looking at the silo, and the silo seems to be totally full. And he says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me tell you, it's working out better than I expected. If there is 100 kor, kor is an amount of 30 sa, kor already is a lot, it's a large volume. If there's 100 times that amount within the silo, so I'm going to declare myself to be a nazir. Okay, so that's what he says to Hashem. Basically, I'm ad-libbing a little bit. I'm editorializing just a little bit. He's doing this to maybe thank Hashem for everything that was given to him. He takes on this extra mitzvah being a nazir. Although, according to some people, not being a nazir is not a good thing. But okay, either way. So, and then what happens is as follows: V'halachu matzo shenignav osha avad. Now, we don't know yet if he's going to be a nazir because he was at the time not perfectly certain how much there was in the silo. Meaning the plan was to measure and to see how much was there. If there was going to be 100 kor there, he's going to be an Nazir. If there wasn't 100 kor there, so he's not going to be an Nazir, fine. The problem is that next day he wakes up, he goes to the silo in order to measure how much was there, and it was all stolen or lost. That's a lot to lose. But either way, you understand the point. It's no longer there. And now, we simply do not know, did he become a Nazir or did he not become a Nazir? He tied his Nazirs, he made his Nazirs contingent on that there be a certain amount within the silo. He simply now does not know, and nor can he know how much there was in the silo. So he may or may not be a Nazir. What happens? Rabbi Shimon Oser, Shesafik Nazirus Lachmer. Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be a Nazir because Safik Nazirus Lachmer. Rabbi Shimon takes the position that if a person may or may not been a Nazir, like the example that we just gave, so Rabbi Shimon says that we're going to be Machmer. And Rabbi Yehuda Matur, Shesafik Nazirus Lachmer. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm going to go in the other direction. So, Safik Nazirus Lahakel. Now, this in of itself is just such an interesting debate, meaning, right, what is this debate predicated on? And whether or not I may or may not have entered myself into being a Nazir, so we have really two divergent positions amongst the Tanayim, whether or not we're going to go L'chumra or going to go L'kula. Now, if you try to apply the basic rules of Safik D'Oraisa L'chumra, meaning it would seem to be that This is a question of whether he's a Nazir. A Nazir operates on a Doraisa level. And you would say whether, you know, just maybe Safik Doraisa L'chumra, but that's hard to imagine. And especially considering the fact that Rav Yehuda's have the opinion that Safik Nazir L'kulam. So how does that work? So if you take a look at the very small Tosus towards the bottom of the Amud, three wide lines down. So Tosus says, how do you understand Rav Yehuda's position? Duhu lo kibal alav. I'm reading Tosus. Duhu lo kibal alav ela im king yitza bo meyakur v'chem b'masis en roon osa ki ilo malea batseik v'yipater b'nezirus achas. So the way Tosus understands it is as follows. Look, what we're really looking at over here is what is a person's intent? Meaning, when a person accepts upon himself Nazirus, so if he's accepting upon himself definitively, so we know what his intent is. But let's say he's accepting it upon himself conditionally. Tosa says that's basically what the debate is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that when a person takes on Nazirus, even as a suffix, he basically says, I'm interested. Bring it on. And the fact that right now I'm uncertain as to whether or not I'm a Nazir or not, again, he connected, in the most recent case we just did, he connected his Nazirus to how much is in the, whether or not there's 100 kor. Basically, he's saying, I want to be a Nazir. Now that we don't know whether there was or there wasn't, we're going to err on the side of he really wanted to be a Nazir. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, No. Rav Yehuda will say, look, I'm making my nazirs, but it's conditional. And I'm only going to be a nazir if there's a satisfaction of the condition. If there's no satisfaction of the condition, or if we don't know if there was a satisfaction of the condition, I'm simply not going to be a nazir. So basically, the issue between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is, what is the general intent of a person who accepts nazirus based on a condition? Rav Yehuda says he basically is more invested in becoming a nazir, and so therefore become a nazir even on the unknown. And Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, I go the other way. I think the person is generally speaking not invested in being a nazir unless it's definitively known that he in fact has become a nazir. Yeah.
Don't we say by neder, there's a suffix neder that he's really said nothing?
Right. So right. The question really is on Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, right? Rabbi Shimon. Well, right. What is? And I don't know the answer to this. What is Rabbi Shimon's position as it relates to Nedarim in general?
We had a similar situation where, like, two guys were talking to each other. If this guy was approaching us,
yes, right. There's another issue, which, right, the Gemara over here doesn't raise, and that is that at the time when he declared his Nazirus, he wasn't sure whether or not he was or wasn't a Nazir. That's correct. That's more than accurate. The Gemara over here doesn't bring it up. But okay. So anyway, so this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara says, the first approach of our Gemara is, and that's how you're going to understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the person is looking at the house and saying, hey, if I fill this house with something, I want to be a Nazir based on whatever I filled it up with. So then in our Mishnah, what happened? We chose the smallest item. So what just happened? Why are we choosing the smallest item? That means we're being machmir. So that's our first approach. The first approach of the Gemara is that our Mishnah sides with the position of Rabbi Shimon. That if we can go in one of two directions, and one of the two directions is L'chumra, so we're going to go L'chumra. That's Rabbi Shimon's viewpoint. That's our Mishnah. That's approach number one. Okay. Shesavik Nazirus L'achmir, Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Yochanan says, no, here's what we could do. What we could do is we could still have the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the case where the person said, I'm going to be an Azir if there's 100 kor my silo. So, and Rabbi Yehuda says that he, and the contents of the silo were stolen, and we have a debate. Rabbi Yehuda says he's going to be an Azir. Rabbi Shimon says he's not going to be an Azir. And let's, other way around. Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be an Azir. Rabbi Yehuda says he's not going to be an Azir. And let's keep that debate, meaning, fine, that's a machlokas. We can't do anything with that. However, what we can do, says Rav Yochanan, is we could leave our Mishnah out of that discussion. Our Mishnah is not necessarily connected to that debate. Hasam lo nachis lenaziros, but hacham nachis lenaziros. So b'may l'saluke minei, so amay lo lechze l'kupa kilo malay kishum v'diluin, v'tav le tekanta asakadach naziros u dekabel elavei. So, to which the Gemara says, look, here's going to be the basic distinction. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon of the Braisa, which is actually a Mishnah coming up later on in the Masechta, of whether they're going to be Suffolk Nazirus Lahaka Lahachmir, there, we don't even know if he started his Nazirus. So there, the question becomes the point of origination, the front end of his Nazirus. Did he become a Nazir to begin with, yes or no? If we don't know, and it's based on a contingency, and we don't know if there was a satisfaction of that condition, so then we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. One says yes, the other says no. Fine. Over here in our case, he's a Nazir. Not even up for debate. I'm going to be a Nazir. It's just a question of the length of his Nazirus, the term of his Nazirus. He for sure is going to be a Nazir. It's just going to be commensurate to whatever the house can contain. And now it's a question of how long the Nazirus is going to be. Okay, so there we have a range of options because he didn't specify what the house is going to fill. It could either be filled with the smallest item, it could be filled with large items. So now we're talking about the term of how long it's going to be. So then maybe our Mishnah no longer is involved in the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. He's a Nazir. It's just a question of how long we're going to go lachmer. We're going to go lachumra in terms of determination of length.
If he made the vow that was based on what he counted in the Bible, correct?
He said he's going to be a Nazir. No, the case later on is he's going to be a Nazir if there is a certain amount within the silo. And now it's indeterminable. So now is he going to be a Nazir, yes or no? So that's a debate. What the Gemara over here is now suggesting, what Rav Yochanan is suggesting is, our Mishnah is not involved in that discussion, because in our Mishnah, he's for sure taking it upon himself. It's just a question now of how long a tournament is. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Kabbalah, the Rabbi Yehuda Savala Kerebi. And the Gemara points out, and as far as the term is concerned, so Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the position of Rabbi Dinan, Rabbi Omer, Ein ze megalech achas l'shoshim yom, ve'ezer she megalech achas l'shom shim harei alai nizirus keser roshi kafar arutz kechol hayam. So the Gemara says, and in terms of now determination of length, so once again we come back to the question of, well, is it going to be one long nizirus of infinite number of days, or is it going to be multiple terms of Nazirus? So right now what the Gemara is suggesting is that Rabbi subscribes to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, or other way around. Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the position of Rabbi. What's the first thing we learned in today's daf? That according to Rabbi, it's only going to be multiple terms if he says the actual word Nazirus. But if he says the word Nazir, it's one single term that's going to be spread out for a long period of time. And again, the real only difference between them is going to be whether or not he can shave every 30 days. If it's multiple terms of Nazirus, he'll shave every 30 days and bring karbanos. If it's one long Nazirus, so then that's it. And for the rest of his life, he's going to be a Nazir with no opportunity to shave and get it and bring karbanos. And then the Gemara quoted the Mishnah. So let's read again from the top of Chesam and Beis. Dinam Rabbi Amar Ein Zeh Megalech Achas Shoshim. Beizu She Megalech Achas Shoshim. Amar Harei Alai Nizirus. Kesei Roshu Kafar Arutz Kechol Hayam. Rabbi Yehuda Misav LaKarabi. And the Gemara says, now wait a second. You really mean to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the position of Rabbi? So V'atanan Arinu Nazir Kemenin Yemosa Chama. The Gemara says, just go back to the Mishnah, meaning we don't have to go anywhere else. Stay with our Mishnah. What happened is the person took on being a Nazir based on the number of days there are in a solar year. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and then what happened at the very end of our very own Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda told the story. How did the story go? There was a guy. He became a Nazir, and the number of terms of Nazirus that he took on was the number of days in the solar year. 365 terms of Nazirus. And then, Umaisa Hayah became Sheshem Meis. And then the story ended where, after having done that, 30 terms of Nazirus, each one being 30 days, so he then died. I'm sorry. 365 terms of Nazirus, each one being 30 days. So the Gemara says, "Iyamar b'shlam Nazirus kame kabbalah haynu time dekem day shlemes." So the Gemara says, "Now, it sounds like we're talking about multiple terms, because isn't that exactly the point of Rav Yehuda? Didn't he want to corroborate exactly what was taught previously in the Mishnah? Ela iyamar chad Nazirus kabel ilavei. But if he accepted upon himself one Nazirus, so mi havei hashlama klal. So what does that mean, hashlama? Hashlama means he concluded. The word conclusion sounds like he did a term, he did another term, he did another term, and finally he concluded. As opposed to what the Gemara is suggesting as an alternative explanation, is that it's one term of Nazirus, one term of Nazirus. In other words, you don't conclude the series. And the Gemara says, and I'm telling you that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to the position of Rabbi, because consider the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Harina Nazir Minyan Hilketi Kayetz Uminyan Shibali Shmita. So a person says that I'm going to take on Nazirus, and again the key word over here that he says Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir, meaning he doesn't use the plural language, based on number of fruits that come off the field this year, or Shibale Shemitah, or the number of stalks during the Shemitah year. So again, he's choosing an item that's exceedingly large, really uncountable. What do you do? Mona Nazirus Kaminyan Hilketi Kaitz Kaminyan Shibali Shmita. So basically, you do term after term after term based on the number of stalks there are, based on the number of fruit there are. Again, what are we trying to prove? that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to Rabbi. Rabbi says that if you say Nazir, it's one Nazirus. If you say Nazirus, so then it's multiple Nazirus. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah doesn't agree with Rabbi, and the Gemara now is making what seems to be a very strong argument. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda takes the position that once you say the word Nazir, and you point to multiple items, that's multiple terms of Nazirus. So the Gemara tries to sidestep this most recent issue, Minyan Shani. Well, he did say the word Minyan, right? So in other words, if you look back just a couple of lines, Hareini Nazir Minyan Hilkati Kites, Um Minyan Shibali Shmita. So right now what the Gemara is trying to argue is that because he said the word Minyan, so that means that it's multiple terms, even though he said the word Nazir. The Gemara says, okay, but I don't really think that's going to make a difference because we learned in the Brisa, Hareini Nazir, Kiminyan Yemosachama. A person says that he's going to be a Nazir based on the number of days in a year, in a solo year. So Mona Nazir is Kiminyan Yemosachama. Kimei Alavana, Mona Kimei Alavana. So if he... if it's based on the number of days in a lunar year, so then he's going to be a Nazir based on the number of days in a lunar year, 354 days. Rabbi Omer, Achi Omer, Nizirus Alai, Kaminyam Mosachama, Kaminyam Mosalavana. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're going to be multiple term Nazir only if you say the word Nizirus, not if you say Nazir. Now you'll notice in this Brisa, the word Minyan was used, and meanwhile, that's not enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, you have to say the word Nazirus and not the word Nazir. So once again, it's more evidence that Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you use the word Nazir, and you point to something which is countable, so you're going to be a Nazir in the number of terms, not one long Nazirus, not like Rav Yehuda Anasi. So the Gemara finally suggests Rav Yehuda Sevela Kavasa Bechada Palagala Bechada. So the Gemara says, well, maybe not. Maybe Rav Yehuda has a modified viewpoint, maybe a limited viewpoint of what Rebbe holds. Sevela Kavasa Bechada Nazirus Kabi Yelave. So maybe on one hand, basically he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda Anasi that you have to say the word Nazirus as opposed to Nazir. And maybe the only point of distinction between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you say the word Mona, Minyan, that also is going to be multiple term Nazirus, where Rabbi says no. Rabbi would be of the opinion that the only way we're going to be talking about multiple term Nazirus is only if you say the word Nazirus. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of the sugya. Let's quickly recap and then we'll just finish up. So again, our Mishnah dealt with the scenario that a person takes upon himself a Nazirus based on number of items in the house. He didn't specify what the item was. So the Mishnah says, we're going to take the smallest item and assume he meant the smallest item, even though for him that's going to represent a Chumrah, but we're going to take the smallest item. And the Mishnah says, he's going to also be taking on the number of terms, multiple terms of Nazirus based on that item. So to which the Gemara says, how do you understand our Mishnah in light of the fact that we are going to see a Mishnah later on in the Masechta where it's a Suffolk and Suffolk Nazirus, whether we go Lahaka Lahachmer as a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So how do you understand our Mishnah? So there are basically going to be two approaches. Approach number one, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmir, and that's our Mishnah as well. And Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with our Mishnah. That's approach number one. That is Chizkiyah's approach. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it could very well be that there's a basic distinction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on is talking about a case where we don't even know if he accepted Nazirus altogether. There we're going to say Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon's Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda's Mako. Our Mishnah, however, is talking about where he's certainly taking on Nazirus, and it's just a question of the length and the number of terms of Nazirus. So the Gemara says, there we're going to be Machmir, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Finishing up today's daf and finishing up the first parak of the Masechta, Tana Rabbanan. We're on the bottom of, towards the bottom of Chesam and Beis. Hareini Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai. I would like to be a Nazir for the rest of my life. Hareini Nazir Olam. I'd like to be a Nazir in perpetuity. Hareza Nazir Olam. So good. So if he makes either one of those declarations, he's going to be a Nazir Olam. Afilam, I'm sorry. Afilam Meir Shana. Sorry, period. So he's going to be a nazir in perpetuity. So again, sounds familiar, should. We've gone over this before. In other words, here, he's just simply committing himself to being a nazir for the rest of his life. He's going to be a nazir olam like Avshalom. Afilo me'ashana, afilo elav shanim. However, if he says 100 years, if he says 1,000 years, ein ze nazir olam, ela nazir le'olam. But if he says 100 years, if he says 1,000 years, so now basically what he's done is he's moved away from the category of Nazir Olam, and now he basically says, I'm going to be Nazir to a term. A term that I may not make it to, especially 1,000 years. Chances are pretty good that he's not going to make it there. But again, the idea is that he no longer falls under this category of Nazir Olam. Now he's just a Nazir, and he gave a term. Now again, he probably won't outlive the term, but now he's going to be in that state of Nazirus. And the big difference is that as a Nazir of Shalom, he can trim his hair from time to time. As a one Nazirus, one very long, but termed Nazirus, so then he's not going to be able to get a haircut. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir v'achas. Let's say the person says, I'm going to be a Nazir plus one. Nazir plus one. This should sound familiar. Once again, this takes us back to yesterday's daf. So Monishtayim. The truth of the matter is at the end of the paragraph, we're kind of just like reviewing a couple of points that we already went over earlier in the Masechta. So fine, so he counts two terms of Nazirus. V'od, what if after the sentence he all then adds on one more word? V'od. And you know what? And hit me with another one. So Monisholosh. So then Gemara says, okay, so that's three terms of Nazirus. Vishuv, and let's say he throws in another term and he says, and let's repeat. So Mona Arba, so then he's going to be a Nazir for four terms in Nazirus. Okay, Pshita. Now the Gemara says at this point in time, doesn't sound like we broke any real ground over here. Sounds like this is all intuitive and we would have gotten this. So Mao Detema Vishuv Kikulu Vagulatius. So the Gemara says, well, not necessarily. Meaning it could be understood that when he says Vishuv, he meant, and I'd like to repeat everything. Meaning it's one, it's two, and three, subtotal. So now subtotal is three, and he says Vishuv, and you know what? Let's do that again. So then it would be six. That's the Havamina.
Not a repetitive, like, progression, you know, like three.
Right. In other words, right. That's basically like a geometric progression. So Kamash Malan Delo, so that's the Havamina, and the Chiddush is no. That every time he says, and another, the other is going on just a single another term. Tanu Rabbanan Hareini Nazir, Simchas Omer Hein, Achas, Digun Shtayim, Trigon Shalosh, Tetragon Arba, Pentagon Chamesh. Okay, so if you remember your high school math, so all this is going to be exquisitely easy to understand as we are basically going over some Greek language together. So in other words, if you accept it in Nazirus, and even though you're not saying it in Hebrew, but you are using Greek words to describe the number of terms that you're going to use, so as long as you speak Greek... As long as you speak the language, so then good. So if you say the word hain in Greek means one. Digon is two. Trigon, here's where it gets like more easier for us to understand, the tri. So that's three. Tetragon, okay, good. Now we're in geometry. Pentagon, good, that's five. Tenorabon and base eagle. Digon, trigon, pentagon, ena matame benagaim. And as long as we got to use our various geometric shapes, so one more halacha to finish off today in terms of geometric shapes, and that is the following. We know the halacha is that if you find a green or red spot on your house, it may be that your house has been infested with saras, nige batim. So what do? So you go to a kohen and you have him do an examination on your house. So very interesting halacha, an unusual halacha, and that is that the house has to be rectangular, has to be square in shape. The angles of the house have to be a 90 degree angle. So for example, if you have a house that is digon, now this... I have a hard time visualizing what this house looks like, but trigon, or it's triangular in shape, or pentagon, or it's a pentagon in shape. So, ein no metame benegayim. So, tetragon metame benegayim. Okay, so, just a very unusual halacha, and the only reason why we bring it up over here is because, anyway, we're discussing our geometry of the day. So, my taima, lamatahu omer kir kiros. Lamalu omer kir kiros are kan arba. Because we know that the Torah describes that the house has to be made up of kiros, it has to be made up of walls, and we take the two terms of kiros together. Again, each term by itself is two, right? That's normally how it works out. When you have a multiple in the Torah, we only assume two, but it's two plus another two, so that equals four. And so therefore, in order for it to, it's the kind of house that qualifies for Nigei Batim, so it has to be a four-walled house, meaning it has to be in the shape of a square. Now, exactly 90 degrees, then I don't know, but in other words, but it has to have four sides. That's what seems clear. And so just, it's funny. In other words, your triangular house or your round house or your pentagon house, so based on a simple technicality, right, the spot may be perfectly, it's the right spot, but based on a technicality, it's not right. Correct. Right. So you can make your house Saras proof if you right. Correct. If you yeah. Right. Right. Not subject. Hadron lachol kinuye. That is the end of the first perek. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we start the second perek of the Masechta.